This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Welcome. The American country singer Kris Kristofferson had a great song in 1973. You might remember it, called Why Me. It's a religious song, turned out to be the biggest hit for the country singer. He was well known in the music scene in the early 1970s. He attended church one Sunday where he heard the Larry Gatton song, Help Me, Lord. And that day, Kris Kristofferson had a profound religious experience sitting in the church. It was a powerful moment, and the song Why Me came out of that. He didn't attend church that much, but was kneeling that Sunday morning, and he accepted Jesus Christ as his Lord. He was so surprised at what happened. He didn't know what was going on, but he felt this strange release. He started weeping and felt a forgiveness that he didn't know that he actually needed. Quite a surprise. So out of that came the words, Why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the pleasures I've known? Tell me, Lord, what did I ever do that was worth loving you or the kindness you've shown? Help me, Jesus. My soul is in your hand. And Kris Kristofferson had humbled himself before God that Sunday morning. So his question, why me? I think it tugs at the heart of many people. Have you ever said, why did you pick on me, Lord? What have I done to deserve this? Why did my mother die such a painful death? Why did my best friend suffer from cancer? Why me? Why did I get retrenched from work when others kept their job? Well, these are the sort of challenges that come, being singled out for something unfair, being victimized, and we try to make sense of these awful situations, and we could even shake our fist towards God and say, why me? You might even doubt that God is real. I like the old quote that says, a bend in the road is not the end of the road unless you failed to make the turn. So stop blaming yourself or others if you've reached a bend in the road. Many of us find that. You've got to stop and talk to God about it. After all, he created you. He loves you with a divine love that never diminishes, and that can give you confidence when the bumps in the road get too much and you think, how much more can I take? But let me say, this is a valid question. Why me? Try saying, it's important in life not to have all the right answers, but to have the right questions. And why me is really not the right question to be asking. Why don't you ask, why not me? Think about that. God has never promised that I would step aside from the pain of life or that someone close to me would never get ill. I'm just as susceptible to the difficulties and hardships of other people. I'm not entitled to a free pass, but I need to be grateful for what God has given me. Robert Coles wrote the book, The Spiritual Life of Children. And in the book, he interviews a woman called Margarita. Her quality of life is limited by the brutal hillside of favela. This was a community of shacks on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro. I don't know whether they're still there, but she remembers looking at the giant statue of Jesus there with his outstretched arms. And she says, when I looked up at Jesus, I wonder what he's thinking. Can he see us? As a girl, I tried to talk to him, but Mama would tell me not to worry. We'll go to heaven because we're poor. She said it was best to shut up because we were hungry. And I used to believe her. And now when I look up at that cross, I say, what do you say, Jesus? My little sister is crying because she doesn't get enough food. I've got hope that Jesus sees everything and that he just doesn't stare out into the ocean like that statue. Well, like Margarita in that very sad world, I'd say, yes, he does see. And so when I ask, why me, Lord, Jesus puts his arms around me, and instead of answering, just because, he says, well, I'm here, I love you. He sees the iniquities, the injustices of the world, he sees my pain, and he understands. And we can read, for example, in the Old Testament, the book of Job. He was a man, read this yourself sometime in the Old Testament, a man who suffered tremendous losses, and he asked, why me? And it would be surprising for you to read some of the answers that God gave him. Heavenly Father, we do admit in our humanity, we ask the question, why me? That why question. Help me, Lord, to be content and say, well, why not me? And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.